Roman numeral 3. In order for us to follow the Lamb and go on to maturity to become the first fruits, we must be faithful in service in the Lord's commission to give God as food to the members of his household, so that we may win Christ as our reward in the coming kingdom. Matthew 24:45. Who then is the faithful and prudent slave whom the master has set over his household to give them food at the proper time? 46. Blessed is that slave whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. 47. Truly I say to you that he will set him over all his possessions. A. God has a household, and a household administration, an economy, to dispense himself as food to the members of his household, for his expression. B. God has set faithful and prudent slaves over his household as household administrators, stewards, channels of supply to give his people food at the proper time. C. Give them food refers to ministering the word of God and Christ as a life supply to the believers in the church. Christ as a life-giving spirit is our food, embodied and realized in the word of life. 1. In order to enjoy the Lord as our spiritual food, so that we can feed others, we must pray over and muse on his word, tasting and enjoying it through careful considering. 2. We must devote ourselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. D. To say in our heart that our master delay is to love the present evil age and not to love the Lord's appearing. 1. We must beware of covetousness, not storing up treasure for ourselves, but being rich toward God. 2. Remember Lot's wife is a solemn warning to the world-loving believers. 3. We must be watchful and beseeching so that the day of the Lord's coming would not come upon us suddenly as a snare. E. To beat our fellow slaves is to mistreat our fellow believers. 1. We must not judge and condemn our fellow believers, but be kind to them, tender-hearted, forgiving them, even as God in Christ forgave us. 2. We must not revile or criticize our brothers, but consider them more excellent than ourselves. Small a, to revile a brother is to criticize or demean him harshly with abusive language. Small b, those who take in reviling words bear the same responsibility as those who speak reviling words. Such words damage the body. C. God will never entrust authority to those who by nature like to criticize others. 3. We must not lord it over our fellow believers, but serve them as a slave to feed them with the resurrected Christ as the life-giving spirit. Matthew 20:27. And whoever wants to be first among you shall be your slave. 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. 1 Peter 5:3. Nor as lording it over your allotments, but by becoming patterns of the flock. Small a, for one to lord it over the saints means that he replaces the Lord in their lives by making decisions for them or by telling them where to move, thus insulting the headship and lordship of Christ. Small b, if we tell others where they should go without encouraging them to pray, seek the Lord's leading, and have the proper fellowship in the body, this is a great insult to the Lord. If to eat and drink with a drunken is to keep company with worldly people who are drunk with worldly things. 1. Because of their divine nature and holy standing, the believers should not be yoked together with the unbelievers. This should be applied to all intimate relationships between believers and unbelievers, not only to marriage and business. 2. We must flee youthful lusts and pursue the all-inclusive Christ with those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.